Good evening, Abba Yisai. We're going to be learning Simon Shin Chav Hei Sif Ches. We're going to, I really want to move on a bit. We're going to continue with halachas of a goy who did a benocha for a yid on Shabbos. So that's continued halachas about when you're allowed to benefit and how. We'll be moving on to Sif Ches as well tonight, the second part of Sif Ches, which is going to be talking about more detailed halachas of Tchumim, something was brought from out of the Tchum on Shabbos, which is very interesting as well. And Sfeik is within that as well. Okay. Sif Ches, Rabbi Yisai, top of page 316. Dovah she'en b'chashat tzedem chuba. So if there's an item which was not subject, it wasn't trapped at all, there was no tzeda, so it wasn't something which involved the melacha of tzeda, of catching on Shabbos, umechoba, and it was not something which was disconnected on Shabbos either. Elo, but shuv mechutz le tchum. We're talking about an item which was just brought from outside of the tchum. So it's literally something which was brought from outside of the tchum, and no other melachos was included. So the only problem for this item was that it was brought from outside of the tchum on Shabbos Kodesh. If the goy brought it for himself on Shabbos, so he delivered something from outside of Tchum on Shabbos for himself, Mutar afilu bebiyom, it's permitted to benefit from it on Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Fem evyo bishvil Yisrael, if it was brought for a yid, so imagine he delivered something, was a DHL delivery on Shabbos, and he delivered it for the yid on Shabbos, im evyo bishvil Yisrael, he delivered it for the yid on Shabbos, Mutar letaltel, it is permitted to move it around. It's not mukta. Mutar letaltel, hafilu mishuv bishviloi, even for the part for the yid himself. But avolechol also boy biyoim lemishuv bishviloi. But to eat and derive benefit from it, to eat. So if it's something which physically is going to have benefit from, that will be also on Shabbos. He's not allowed to have benefit from it on Shabbos. It's not mukta, but he's allowed. He's not allowed to move it. He's not allowed to have benefit from it. He's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Lemishuv was bought for him on Shabbos. But in the evening, he needs to wait on Motzei Shabbos. Now, the Mishneh Berurah here has a very important yisod with regards to Bechtei Shiasa. This is not only relevant with regards to this halach over here, but it's generally an important yisod with regards to Bechtei Shiasa. We've spoken so many times about Bechtei Shiasa. So the concept of Bechtei Shiasa is that if a melacha was done on Shabbos, you may not directly on Motzei Shabbos have an off from it. You must wait on Motzei Shabbos however long it takes to complete, to produce the melacha. What will be in the case that in theory it doesn't take so much time, but practically, for logistical reasons, it takes much longer. For instance, say something was delivered from out of the tchum. We learned now that you have to wait Bechtei Shiasa. Now, if this happens to be that there's only trains, transport, deliveries taking place by day and not by night, it takes 2 hours. It was brought from somewhere 2 hours away. Where's 2 hours away from here?
Leicester.
Okay. Leicester to London is 2 hours. But it happens to be there is no shayoras metzuyas, there is no conventional means of transporting it and delivering it by night. So I would like to know, when is the Bechtei Shiasa of this delivery from Leicester? Is it 2 hours from Motzei Shabbos? Because that's how long it actually physically takes to deliver from Leicester to London. Or perhaps you have to take into consideration the fact that there is no means of transport in night hours, and you'll have to therefore count to 2 hours from the morning. Because that realistically, Sunday also not, yeah. Yeah, so yeah. So perhaps, yeah, what do you do about Sunday? It would take. So there's a fascinating Mishnah over here, which comes in the very big Kiddush. And your question will remain open. Sif Kotten, before we do Sif Kotten Mem, we need to discuss the other point. Another point. What happens if, normally there's many ways of delivering things. How do you cheshbon? I mean, if it's done by conventional deliveries, it will take 2 hours. Undoubtedly, there's faster means of transporting. In theory, you can take the helicopter, right?
Drones,
that's right. We're not quite there yet, but it will happen. Yeah.
We are ready.
Amazon. Oh, we are. They're doing it already.
Yeah, Amazon.
Oh, wow. Okay. Why is this happening already? So I want to know if the conventional way, but it's not. If the conventional is 2 hours, but it is faster way of delivering it, how do you cheshbon? I asked him before Shabbos. No. No. He delivered it. Pardon?
The fastest way for him to get to
2 hours. He couldn't have done it before Shabbos. Yeah, assuming that he couldn't. So it's 2 hours, and we need to wear bechdei she'ase. I want to know how do we define this bechdei she'ase? Rabbi said it's really important. We spoke in Shinui Chesed about bechdei she'ase. We spoke here about bechdei she'ase. Plenty of places we speak about bechdei she'ase. How do you work out bechdei she'ase if there's many ways of actually achieving this achievement, this delivery? You can either do it in 2 hours, which is the conventional way. In theory, he could walk, and that's going to take 2 days.
Is he doing it for you?
Yes, for me. That's why it's awesome.
So what's the difference then? We had talked before about you getting a delivery on Shabbos, like to the postman, and he gives a parcel, or you get a parcel for this man coming to you on Shabbos.
Yeah.
And you bring it inside, or we tell him to bring it inside. What's the difference between...
Okay, so in theory, the halacha is we discussed that you're not allowed to physically accept it. If it drops it within your domain, you don't have to refuse. But I want to discuss this slightly different point.
So can't you also go then to drop it?
Since he's done it specifically for me now, I've got to wait bechdei she'ase. I've got to wait on Motzei Shabbos as long as it takes for him to actually physically achieve this. So how do you work out bechdei she'ase? So Mishabuin Tzivkot Lametes, to drone question, he says as follows. Hakoy lefi'einin she'nase melocha b'Shabbos. Yedimev yinihuti b'derech rechiv al asus, if he tends to ride on a horse, so yechleshai gam came by, they also need to work out in that particular way. So if that's the way it's done by horse, so today also it's going to have to be done. You have to work out in 2 hours. Also, are you going to say he could have done it by drone? Yes, he could have, but he didn't. We're talking about a scenario that the delivery was by horse. So if there's more speedy and more efficient way of bringing it, it doesn't matter. As well as if there's longer ways of delivering it, we don't have to take that into consideration. We're physically looking at this particular case. How long is the bechdei she'ase? So when we talk about cooking bechdei she'ase of Ma'aseh Shabbos, so also here we're going to look at how long it actually physically takes for, in that particular case, how long it's going to take to do it. So now going back to the question of the night. So Mishnah Berurah Cotton Mem tells us, since normally people don't deliver things by night from distant places, you've got to wait by day. Bechdei she'ase by day. If people don't do deliveries by night, bechdei she'ase is by day. So your question remains, I don't know the answer about Sunday. I never saw anybody speaking about it. There's no deliveries on Sunday.
You get paid
enough
money.
You get from Amazon.
You can. Right, but normally not. No, the question is good. So in theory, your question, I really like your question. So we're learning that Abayi said that if you've got delivery which came on Shabbos, and you need to wait, for whatever reason, you need to wait bechdei she'ase, and there's no deliveries taking place by night, so you'd have got a count of bechdei she'ase from the day. So how does it work nowadays? If we try to work out nowadays, in our times and place, is that, will there be after office hours? There is deliveries, certainly so, right? They do after hours deliveries. Not Royal Mail, but other deliveries, they will do. No? No, they will deliver on after hours, no? At times?
Yeah.
They will. So, if that's the case, then as far as we're concerned, what's Shabbos is still considered, I suppose, Bechdei she'ase. But if it's Royal Mail, kind of, then I don't know about the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the case again? What's selling when? What's selling every Shabbos?
From a guy? What's
the? I'm going to Shulchan Aruch again. Something which has not included a particular melacha. Besides the fact, he just the actual fact that it was brought from outside of the tchum. So Goy delivered something from outside of the tchum. If the Goy delivered this item from outside of the tchum for his own sake, he delivered it for himself, but you happen to be able to access it, so it's fine, you're allowed to enjoy it on Shabbos, that's fine. But if he delivered it for a yid, he brought something from outside the tchum for a yid, now that's a problem. So mutal etaltel, it's not mukta, afilu mishu bishvilo, it's not mukta. That's the point of it, in these words show that it's not mukta. But, havlechol also boy biyoim, but you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to have positive benefit from it on Shabbos. For the yid who was delivered for, he may not positively derive benefit from this item which was brought from outside the tchum for the yid. Not only that, but in the evening, after nacht, you've got to wait, you must wait, however long it takes to deliver it. Here the discussion is, how do you measure the if the goy delivered this item on Shabbos for the yid, we're learning, and it's also to benefit on Shabbos. And not only that, you also must wait on Moshe Shabbos. Bechdesh Yaseh, how do we define this Bechdesh Yaseh? So Mishneh Berurah now said 2 points. Point number one is that you've measured the Bechdesh Yaseh the way he travels, the way he's about to deliver it. If it was by horse, count horse. If it's by drone, count by drone. The whatever way he was delivering it, that's how you're going to count Bechdesh Yaseh. Point number one. Point number two is that if he physically does not do deliveries by night, so then tough luck, you will not count the 2 hours by night. You will count them in the morning. Because that's realistically, in real life, that's the Bechdesh Yaseh. Yes, Naftali Israel HaKohen. Letter by post. So letters by post is an interesting question. And I didn't intend to go into that. But letters by post is more kolodik. Because letters by post, the question is in the post scheme as to whether it fits within this category. According to some achronim, it will fit into this category, but according to others, it will not fit into the category. Because is it considered that he delivered it for you, or is it something which is delivered for himself? And the argument being that since he gets paid, then perhaps he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself. He's got to deliver it.
No, it's for your benefit.
Though.
It's not guaranteed to arrive
at
a regular post.
Yeah. Friday, Monday. Yeah, so there's no... So if that's the case, so based on that, so it's not... Now, the question, the discussion of it is he doing it for himself or not? Because does he need to bring it back the next day? If he's bringing it back the next day, then maybe he's doing it for... Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't... Yeah, so...
But also,
that's all part of the discussion. Who is he delivering for? Is he delivering it for his own sake or is he delivering it for you?
Again, if you send on Friday, if somebody sends to you on Friday by special delivery, it is guaranteed.
Yes, then it will certainly fit in this category.
So that means
yes. The
next day it should arrive on Shabbos, and you have to technically sign for it.
Yeah.
So it would fit into this category?
Yes.
So what would you do?
You don't sign.
But can you ask the postman to sign?
Don't ask him, but if he offers it, because if he wants to save himself the tich of coming back tomorrow, yeah. If he does, which sometimes... Yeah. Is the case. He just doesn't want to slip back. So he says, shall I sign for you, mate? And then you say, yes. Then you say, if you insist, or something like that. And then he does it, and then it's fine. Okay. Because he did it for himself. Okay. As long as you don't ask him, please sign on my behalf. Because then you can't.
If you're allowed to order something with Saturday delivery specifically.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. You can do special delivery.
Now, I doubt that it's... I think that if you deliver some, if you ask for delivery to take place on Sunday, that I think that is, because they have to contractually then have to bring it within 24 hours, within that time, they need to bring it to I think it's a problem.
If you have a special number from important documents, so let's say you do it on Thursday, it should arrive on Friday, that's their guarantee. If you send it on Friday, some guy sends it to you on Friday, it should, in practice, arrive on Saturday, Shabbos. Because that's what you paid extra for. So
I believe that if you have paid extra for it, then you should deliver it on Shabbos. You may not do so. I think that's also. I think so. We move on, Rabbi Savish. Some say you don't count the night. We just mentioned that. We discussed that. You don't count the night. But you've got to wait on Sunday. An interesting question was posed. What about nowadays on Sunday, where there's normally no deliveries on Sunday? It's a really interesting question. Funny, I didn't see in the post game about that.
Because if they give you the red card, the post office is open on Sunday.
They're open on Sunday. Oh.
Where you pick it up from. That is open, I think, from 11 to 3 on a Sunday.
They're open. Good to know. Okay, good. So that could make a difference then, yeah. However, others that will not, that didn't deliver another yeed, he didn't deliver it for that particular yeed. It's another yeed who's going to get benefit from it, but it didn't have him in mind. Mutter by Biyoim will be permitted on Shabbos to have benefit from. Another person, a third party altogether. There's another opinion that since this is all a Tchumim question, and Tchumim is only the Rabbanon, so if he brought a goy, delivered something for a yid on Shabbos, you do not need to wait until Bechdei Shase by night, but by Nacht, Tzveti on Shabbos, you'll have to benefit from it Tzveti, because Tchum is only the Rabbanon. Not so if it be a Bishel, which is the Reise, not so if it's Tzod, the Reise, not so if it's any Melach, the Reise, but if it did Tchumim, so unlike what we just discussed now, if something is delivered to you on Shabbos, and it was only over on Tchumim, and not on Tzod, and Bishul, and Tzod, and Mechuba, then it will be permitted to have an offer on Shabbos, on Shabbos straight away, without waiting for Chdesh Yase. Okay, we move on. V'hod Shari Letaltel, top line. V'hod Shari Letaltel, afilu b'kshev yoyin Yehudi v'latzmoy. And that we said, that it's Mukze, if a Goy brings it for a Yid, then we said it's not Mukze, then dafke besoy chab ames oy besoy chayir imu mekeves chayma. Now we move on. And you know what? There's another problem over here. Another problem altogether. When we talk about tchumim, there was an issa of enjoying something being delivered from Asad at tchum. Penatar the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. Hold on a second. Something else here as well. There's a halacha that an item which was in one tchum when Shabbos came in, it's koinish shvisa. That's losh nagamor. It's koinish shvisa. We spoke about it elsewhere. Something is koine shvisa. Every item has a certain place when Shabbos comes in. And it's koine shvisa, which literally means it acquires shvisa. It acquires
its resting place.
Very good, that's right. So if this hat is over here when Shabbos comes in, then it's acquiring its resting place right over here. And similarly, any item. And that means that it has this tchum over Shabbos. How much of Shabbos? It's free again to go everywhere. But on Shabbos, it has a certain, it was Koine Shvisa, and it only has its Tchum. So obviously, if it's in a city, then the whole city is a Tchum. But what happens if somebody took this item, a Goy took this item, and he brought it outside of the Tchum, and he brought it in another city for a Yid? Now, forget the fact that he did an Issa, and forget about the Yid, if he's allowed to benefit from it, not allowed from it. There's another problem over here, that this item now was Koine Shvisa elsewhere, when Shabbos came in, and now it was delivered to another place altogether. Now, because it was outside of Tchum now, it may not move, because it was Koine Shvisa elsewhere, it was out of the 2,000 Amas, it was out of the city, it was out of the Tchum, it may not move. Nobody is allowed to move this item, because it was Koine Shvisa elsewhere altogether. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. It's a good point, but am I say any item has its place? Yeah, I understand, but it's every.
The belonging of a goy has a kind of shvisa. Every single item in the world has a shvisa, even things.
Yeah, I don't know if it's retrospectively or b'shas ma'aseh, but the answer is yes, correct. It has its place when Shabbos comes in, yeah. It doesn't necessarily include it. It's halach l'maaseh, it doesn't. Yeah, you're ma'ir a very important point, a very interesting point, Dake. But it's true that it has its place when Shabbos comes in. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not. There's no issa involved. If a goy does it, there's no issa. He's allowed to. It's just, a guy is allowed to move something which was out, he's allowed for himself. Yeah, it's an interesting point. It's definitely a very interesting point.
It's like your letter. Technically, the letter is not.
Yeah, that's right. And therefore, you're right. Therefore.
Technically.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. If it was brought out of the Tchum, although I must say, based on a little bit of research that I've done, When it comes to letters, apparently, so I understand, it could be that it's changed, but I understand that Royal Mail, because of the difficulty is not the time, apparently, when Shabbos comes in, it will be already within your tchum, apparently, most times. If you send, it will be ready. If something is being going to be delivered to you on Shabbos morning, chances are extremely high that it was already in London on Friday when Shabbos came in. It was probably
by the post office still at that stage. It's not by you. You own it when it's actually delivered for your
letterbox. Yeah. But as far as we'll get that to that in a minute. Yeah.
I would suggest that it's more likely in the winter time that the letters, if they're coming from out of London, aren't in London.
I'm not in London yet. Okay, so if that's the case, okay, I'm not sure the actual, but let's see what Shulchan Aruch says, because that's good. If that's the case, it's going to be very relevant. That that we said, he is allowed to move around this item which was brought from outside of the tchum, that only fits within the four amas. He's allowed to move this object within four amas. Or in the city, if it's got a surrounded wall. Because the halacha is, if something was brought to a place on Shabbos, then the whole place, Dalet Amos, will be considered the area is allowed to carry it. Or if it's Mukefes Choma, if it's a place, the whole city is Mukefes Choma, if you're lucky enough that the city where it was delivered to was Mukefes Choma, then the whole city would then become its place and you will be permitted to carry within the whole walls of the city. And therefore it will be mutter to carry. If it's a walled city, then it will be mutter to move it around. If it's not walled, then it's only Dalet Amos. That, we said, it's a walled city. That's only if it's mukefes nedir, if it's walled for residential purpose. Tahainu, ish yoshva, that people dwelled there for levar soifu kafun. Afterwards, the wall was established. Vistomayoros mukefes nedir. And generally, any cities in times previous generations were surrounded by walls, and the walls were established for residential purpose. But if it's a fort, any mukaf ledira, then it's not mukaf ledira. So Rabbi, so we're learning now, to cut it short, is that if it was delivered on Shabbos, forget about the issa of tchumim, forget about the issa of tchumim, there is an additional element that needs to be taken into consideration. Is it not, was it kind of shvisa in a way that it's permitted for you to carry it around, yes or no? So, either way, four amas is muta. But if it's, so if you're in a farm somewhere, and if you're in a farm and it was delivered to you on Shabbos, then it's only four amas. That's it. Four amas. You'll have to move it four amas. That's it. Even if it was not, it's four amas only. But if you are in a place that is mukefes ledir, it's a place that is surrounded by walls, and the walls were done for residential purpose, which, for instance, London, I think, is like that. So the walls were established for residential purpose. Then the halach is going to be that the whole city is going to be considered its mokum shvisa. And therefore, it's going to be permitted to carry it in anywhere. Now, good, okay. So that's the halach. Is that clear? Yes, I think the walls in London, you're right, in London now there's no walls, but the walls that were established in London, yeah, you're right, now there's no walls, yeah. No, but they were in London, apparently they were in London once walls, and I think they came down. No, is that?
a lot changed after the Great Fire of London.
Yes, that's exactly what I heard, what I knew was that in 1666, no, is that when it happened? But so apparently some of the walls came down then. No, I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it didn't go that far. Yeah. Okay. So see if Tess, it was something you move for chutzetchum. Okay, what happens if somebody was delivered to you a post, a letter? This is the letter shaila. See if Tess is the letter shaila to some extent. A letter was delivered to your house on Shabbos. You do not know if it was from outside the chum or not. You don't know. Was it from outside the chum or not? Could be that the Barclay letter that you received could be that actually was processed in London. And could be it's from within the tchum. Could be that it was processed in I don't know, up north. We don't know where it was processed. But what we do know is that it came through your house door on Shabbos. Now you've got to know, is it, what's the halacha? So, imu sofek, imu v'mechutz the tchum. If it's a sofek, then, chutz the tchum also. You've got to assume that it is also. If it's also. Yes. Yes. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah said the reason why it's also is because although it's a Safek Dabbanan, but it is a... That's right. Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, as we discussed yesterday. V'davka be'en Yehudi she'en Yishorim Oy Be'ir. Now this is only if it's for a goy that Eino Shorim Oy Be'ir, that he's not... 1 minute. Eino Choshev Safek. Dafke be'en Yehudi she'en Yishorim Oy Be'ir. Havol ein Yehudi Yishorim Oy Be'ir. V'peres ha'metzuyim Be'ir. Eino Choshev Safek. This is only with regards to a goy that lives with you in the city. Then we say Sofik is also. But if it's a goy that lives with you in the city and he tends to do a lot of business in the city, peres metzuyim ba'ir, he tends to be a lot in the city, ein lochush mesofik, then it is permitted, although there's a sofik. Not only that, but he continues and he says, ve'afilu, and even if the goy has got two houses, and one house is within the tchum, and one is outside of the tchum, we assume that it is lekula, and it is mutter for anybody to have benefit from, even the person it was brought for. Because you're going to assume that the goy delivered it from his place within the tchum, and you're not going to assume that it was delivered from his place outside of the tchum. Yeah, he's got two houses. So we're learning now, by saying, when is the sofek where it was delivered from? So on the sofek, generally, you have to say that it's also. Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, a sofek is also. Now, if, however, there's strong reasons to assume that it was delivered from the tchum, you can be mekel. If you know that this particular letter comes is emerging from a place that is probably from within Tchum, then you can be mekel. What happens if it's a place that could, there's 50% chance that it was processed in the Tchum and 50% chance it was from outside of the Tchum, then we're going to also be mekel and say, no, we're going to assume that it's mutter and it came from within the Tchum. We want to know as to whether that, if it's a sofek. We want to know if does it come from the tchum or from outside of the tchum.
What can you do with the letter?
So imagine it's not mukta. Imagine it's something which doesn't have a din mukta. It's something which is mutter letaltel. Imagine he brought you a something which is mutter letaltel. Something which is not mukta at all. No shayla of mukta. He was not printed. He was not cut. He was not baked. He was not caught. No melach involved. Something which is not mukta at all. You know what? You want to know now as to whether it's got a heta to... Is it like the shayla before that it's got... You're not allowed to move it because of the tchum shayla? Or can you say that it comes from within the tchum and you're allowed to move it? You're allowed to move the object. If it comes from within the tchum, you're allowed to move the object. So we say now, in a sofek, you have to be machmir, unless there's reason to assume that it comes from within the tchum. Okay, Rabbi Isai. We'll continue from CFU tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.